Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from awesome, cool Arizona.
Rainy Arizona today.
It is, a little bit.
Today, Jill and I talk about Land Academy's 1,000 free record a month giveaway. I was just informed it's not a giveaway at all.
It's not a giveaway. It's a new thing. It's not like it's a special thing right now. It's the way we roll, and I'll explain it.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free, and if you're a Land Academy member already, please check us out or join us on Discord.
David wrote, my latest mailer had sites, zip code.
Situs, excuse me.
It was not spelled the right
way. I know. It's not you.
Okay,
it's David.
S-I-T-U-S zip code for about half of the 8,000 records I downloaded. I got those all priced by zip code. Then there's the other 4,000 that I don't know where they are in the county unless I put them into Parcel Fact. Pricing by zip code or subdivision is always how I do it, but on this other half of the data that doesn't seem to have those, how would you price them? I have them priced by school district right now, which looks to be a reliable data set for the properties, but I haven't sent them out. My gut tells me, my gut is that this won't be perfect, but the county is good enough that I think I'm willing to risk my mailer cost on pricing that may not be exact. Take it away, Jack.
It's never perfect.
Yeah.
Jill and I went to dinner with a bunch of our old friends, years and years friends last night. And one guy's a government contractor, and he owns a manufacturing company. They do all kinds of stuff, you know, from jet engine parts to whatever. And we're going down the path of starting a company with him, which we will market some very specialty items that he will manufacture. And there was a guy there that has been in that business for a lot of years, but he's never been an entrepreneur. You know, he's been a friend of mine for 25 years. And so I started down the path with the entrepreneur buddy, and the guy who's a former CEO of a company, a government contracting company, couldn't keep up and didn't understand us. And I love these guys. I love them equally, but there's entrepreneurs who right. just won't take no for an answer. And then there's former CEOs or former W-2 employees that have never been truly through a startup, so they don't get it. So, on my left is this guy saying, we're going to do this, and we're going to probably fail at it 50 times before we get it right, which I'm saying, exactly. Is there another way?
Right.
And my former CEO buddy is just horrified.
Right.
And he doesn't understand why. So my point is here. Yeah, it's not going to be perfect. The mailers I do are not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about failing all this week because we have a lot of new people, and there's a material percentage of these people. I'm not sure if David is one or not. I don't think so. He's not, actually, now that I'm thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
that haven't wrapped their head around the fact that they're going to fail a few times.
What do you think about his thought process here? I think that was scrappy.
I do, too.
I'm really impressed. You're like, okay, what else can I use?
That's geographic
school district
specific.
Is great.
Yeah.
That's a great way to do this. I love it.
Here's what
I would
do.
And I'd love to. You can't. What David said in the beginning, I'm just going to explain real quick.
Yeah.
There's no way, nor should anyone ever sit and one by one look up things. Now, if he has an APN scheme, I can see that. If he had tranches of 100 with this, 312-45, kind of thing, you could probably look up a few of those and say, all right, this is clearly this part of the county. That makes sense, but you're never going to do one by one. So I want to make sure everybody's really clear on that. There's never individual pricing. You have to come up with something.
He downloaded 8,000 records. Mm-hmm. 4,000 of them have a situs address, which is not uncommon. Actually, this is a pretty high percentage.
Right.
Because we're talking about rural vacant land here that the post office hasn't assigned an address yet.
Right.
So there's no situs address. So, but they almost always have zip codes. So he's in an area that, for whatever reason, the assessor doesn't think that's important, and that's fine. So I'll tell you what I would do. I would run the numbers like we always do, the pricing on the 4,000, and then the other ones I would assign an arbitrary number and just get it in the mail. And it's going to come back. You're going to buy 8,000 records. You'll buy two or three or four, maybe mm-hmm. five properties, maybe more.
Yep.
So when you're new, it's hard to, you have a lot of self-doubt. the same way I have a bunch of self-doubt about this startup that we're about to get into. But
I thought you'd have self-doubt about something like how your glasses look.
No, I don't care how I look. Oh, yeah. It should be obvious. I leave that to you, Jill.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why there's two of us.
I know. That's actually true. That's truth time. You can't go out like that. Stop. Stop right now.
Have you taken a shower this week? That kind of stuff. School district is okay, but I'll tell you in rural, and it's fine. I hope you got the mailer out. That's really what matters. I would not use school district only unless it's a super urban, and there's a lot of school districts in the county. I was reviewing some real urban counties on a consulting call yesterday, and I was shocked at the data set. Like, I got excited. I'm like, I've never seen such great data, and a lot of properties for sale. There's a lot of properties being sold, real high quality dirt, because counties are so urban. So I'm actually going to address that on the Thursday call this week.
Cool.
Today's topic, Land Academy. Land Academy's 1,000 free record a month giveaway. This is the meat of the show. Again, I was just informed that I have the title's wrong.
So here's the deal. It's okay. We'll help you. Yeah, sorry, it's not a giveaway. You get it automatically. This is the bottom line. And I guess we wanted to share this because people are forgetting that you have these at your fingertips. One of the things that we've done is, in addition to at an awesome, like way below you could go get it on your own prices, made available to you as a Land Academy member, you know, DataTree, RealQuest Pro, and Title Pro 24/7. So, and then we also included in that, we give you, because I want you to use them. You know, there's a certain amount of dollars you can spend on getting documents and things that I'll pay for, you don't have to pay for.
This is not a sales pitch.
No, I just want to make sure everybody knows.
This is not a sales pitch at all. We decided, against our financial benefit, Jill and I,
to give away
these
year.
Records because we want you to succeed. I want
and
you to
send out mail.
I want you to send out mail and just get Dave here in the question. We so want you to just get it in the mail.
Right. So at the end of 2020, we said, what can we do? We need to always come up with a new product or a new something, which we are anyway in 2021. But what can we do at the end of the year to make this awesome for everybody? And really, what do they need? We're like, we need to really make sure people are sending out mail because otherwise you're not going to be successful, obviously. So what comes before the mail? The data. So we made sure that every single Land Academy member, every month, your first 1,000 records are on us. Period. That's all this is. We make sure you have 1,000 records free. And it's a use it or lose it. I want you to use them.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
You can't do 2,000 next month?
Nope. You don't carry it over.
I didn't know that. That's
a good idea. An accounting nightmare. There's no way I'm going to keep track of, I didn't do the first 4 months, so now I have 4,000 free. No, my team's not that. We're not that big. We don't have the staff for it, nor will I do that. And that's a funny point that I'll talk about here in a second. But that's it. Just everybody, it doesn't matter if you're new or been with us for 5 years. Everybody automatically gets 1,000 records free because I'm not going to do that too. Like, which member are you?
I remember approving this, and I remember thinking it's the greatest thing ever because now you're just sending out 12,000 units a year.
Mm-hmm,
you should be able to buy with 12,000 units if they're priced right and you're answering the phone and doing everything right. You should be able to buy maybe 5 or 10 properties. If you're doing stuff, everything wrong, probably 10 properties.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say five.
Because you're really doing it wrong.
If you make $10,000 on each property, which I think is about the average, mm-hmm. you're making $50,000, which for most people, me included, is enough to quit my job.
Right. There you go.
That's
perfect.
Pretty cool. And if you're waiting for free mail, that's never going to happen.
Yeah. I wish I could afford that.
I do too.
Yeah, can't do that one. No, but I can make it cheaper than anywhere else you go. And it's just stupid. It really is. Not since you brought it up. There's no way you could lick a stamp for as cheap as we do it.
No.
It would be a waste of your
and then
time.
There's
and
other,
hire someone. Well, I was going to add this, if you don't mind.
Yeah, for sure.
I know we have a show coming up later this week. We're going to talk about term sales. Mm-hmm. I picked the title on this one. Thank goodness. Like the good, the bad, and the ugly about term sales. That's
Thank
what
goodness
I said.
You picked the
did
title.
You go with my title?
Yeah, I did. Okay, I used it like verbatim.
Okay, good. So that makes more sense, and I'm going to talk about it. But one of the things that's so funny that I'm adamant against, like I told you, I'm not going to let roll over and all that stuff because I'm not going to add a staff member to manage it, and that's what would have to happen. What's interesting is when we talk about the term sales, I have a couple gals in our Land Academy ladies group that did an awesome presentation, and either one or both of them had said they had to hire extra staff to manage term sales. There's a reason for me not to do it right there. If I have to hire someone to handle term sales versus I just sell these for cash, it's a no-brainer.
So I was just talking again, I had a consulting call with some very successful members yesterday, and they went out long before they joined Land Academy. They have an industrial company that, fortunately for them, there's three of them, makes a lot of money for them. And so they're young guys, way younger than me, that are, they're like, we're just sitting around twiddling our thumbs, we drink too much, we need something to do. So they went and bought a bunch of apartment buildings, and they sold them 2 months later.
Oh, that's awesome.
They said, that's good. Being a landlord and all the stuff that's involved and how little money you make, and I parlay that into term sales. Right. I'm like, and there are people out there, we have friends who own apartment buildings, they love it.
It's not my thing.
No, it's not my thing at all. And if you're one of those people, I think term sales is for you. You can build up pretty good arsenal pretty quickly.
Well, we're going to talk all about that another day this week, because it's actually really cool. I have a lot to share on it. And it's kind of funny that what they thought going into it and then the outcome is, you can guess.
Yeah.
Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called Introducing Land Academy Accountability and Women's Groups. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Tons of new products this year.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm getting I've never been happier with the response that we're getting with new members, because, and I think a lot of it's because, used to just, you'd have to pay for consulting to get to Jill and I. Now, right, all you got to do is join the accountability group, or some of, we'll talk about it tomorrow, but the women's groups to, you know, got access to us.
If you would like, this has changed, as a matter of fact. Speaking of Jack and our groups, I'm going to say, if you'd like the opportunity to get with us as a member, make sure you're using Discord, make sure you're showing up on Thursday, and if you're a female, get on my ladies group.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.
We need to change that little thing there.